I'll keep fighting for the capabilities and technologies you need to prevail. And a shipbuilding plan that puts us on track to achieve a 300-ship fleet with capabilities that exceed the power of the next dozen navies combined. And I'll keep fighting to end those foolish across-the-board budget cuts known as the sequester, which is threatening our readiness. With deficits falling at the fastest rate in decades, it's time for Congress to budget in a smarter way that protects middle-class priorities, preserves investments in our future, and keeps our military strong, because we have the best-trained, best-led, best-equipped military in history, and I am determined to keep it that way, and Congress should be too. We need you to project power across the oceans, from the Pacific to the Persian Gulf, 100% on watch. We need you to partner with other navies and militaries from Africa to the Americas. We need you to respond with compassion in times of disaster, as when you helped respond to Hurricane Sandy. And in all your work, in your lifetime of service, we need you to uphold the highest standards of integrity and character. With the time I have left, and I know it's a little wet, but the superintendent told me that Marines and folks in the Navy don't mind a little water. With the time I have left, that's what I want to discuss today. It's no secret that in recent decades, many Americans have lost confidence in many of the institutions that help shape our society and our democracy. But I suggest to you today that institutions do not fail in a vacuum. Institutions are made up of people, individuals. And we've seen how the actions of a few can undermine the integrity of those institutions. Every day, men and women of talent and skill work in the financial institutions that fund new businesses and put families in new homes and help students go to college. But we've also seen how the misdeeds of some, wild risk-taking or putting profits before people, sparked a financial crisis and deepened the recession that cost millions of Americans their jobs. Every day, elected officials, like those on this stage, but also all across the nation, devote themselves to improving our communities and our country. But all too often, we've seen a politics where compromise is rejected as a dirty word and policies are driven by special interests rather than the national interest. And that breeds a cynicism that threatens our democracy. Every day, our civil servants do their jobs with professionalism, protecting our national security and delivering the services that so many Americans expect. But as we've seen again in recent days, it only takes the misconduct of a few to further erode the people's trust in their government. And that's unacceptable to me, and I know it's unacceptable to you. And against this backdrop, what I said here 4 years ago remains true today. Our military remains the most trusted institution in America. When others have shirked their responsibilities, our armed forces have met every mission we've given them. When others have been distracted by petty arguments, our men and women in uniform come together as one American team. And yet, we must acknowledge that even here, even in our military, we've seen how the misconduct of some can have effects that ripple far and wide. In our digital age, a single image from the battlefield of troops falling short of their standards can go viral and endanger our forces and undermine our efforts to achieve security and peace. Likewise, Those who commit sexual assault are not only committing a crime, they threaten the trust and discipline that makes our military strong. That's why we have to be determined to stop these crimes, because they've got no place in the greatest military on earth. So, class of 2013, I say all this because you're about to assume the burden of leadership. As officers, you will be trusted with the most awesome of responsibilities, the lives of the men and women under your command. And when your service is complete, many of you will go on to help lead your communities, America's companies. You will lead this country. And if we want to restore the trust that the American people deserve to have in their institutions, all of us have to do our part. And those of us in leadership, myself included, have to constantly strive to remain worthy of the public trust. As you go forward in your careers, we need you to carry forth the values you've learned at this institution, because our nation needs them now more than ever. We need your honor, that inner compass that guides you, not when the path is easy and obvious, but when it's hard and uncertain, that tells you the difference between that which is right and that which is wrong. Perhaps it'll be the moment when you think nobody's watching, but never forget that honor, like character, is what you do when nobody's looking. More likely it'll be when you're in the spotlight, leading others, the men and women who are looking up to you to set an example. Never ask them to do what you don't ask of yourself. Live with integrity and speak with honesty and take responsibility and demand accountability. We need your honor and we need your courage. Yes, the daring that tells you to move toward danger when every fiber of your being says to turn the other way, but even more than physical courage, we need your moral courage. The strength to do what's right, especially when it's unpopular. Because at the end of the day, and at the end of your career, you want to look in the mirror and say with confidence and with pride, I fulfilled my oath. I did my duty. I stayed true to my values. We need your honor and courage, and we need your commitment. That sense of purpose that says, I will try even harder, I will do even better in what I expect of myself, in the way I interact with others, including those of different backgrounds. It's no accident that our military is the most respected institution in America and one of the most diverse institutions in America. So recognize the dignity in every human being. Treat one another with respect. Remember that when we harness the talents of every man and every woman from every race and every religion and every creed, no nation can ever match us. And finally, we need your resolve. The same spirit reflected in your class motto, surrender to nothing. And if you seek an example, you don't need to look far, because not long ago, two midshipmen sat where you sat from the class of 2006, and they inspire us today. Here at the Academy, Brad Snyder was the captain of the swim team. He deployed to Afghanistan, and while rushing to the aid of his teammates, he stepped on an IED and lost both his eyes. With the support of family and friends, Brad learned to feel his way and move again, and before long he was back in the swimming pool where he said, I'm free. Then just 1 year later, Brad competed at the London Paralympics and won 3 medals, including 2 golds. And when Michelle and I welcomed our U.S. Olympians to the White House, Brad joined us, standing tall right in front, and he said, overcoming adversity is a decision. You can let that beat you, or you can make the decision to move forward.